This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel's military says its fighter jets hit Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip on Friday, shortly after a week-long truce expired. Israel released a statement accusing Hamas of violating the framework of the truce agreement by not releasing the abducted women and launching rockets toward Israel. Meantime, the son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israel prisons.
Any harm that happened, that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Mossab Hassan Youssef said that the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Youssef. On the UN climate conference first day, a fund was set up for countries hit by disasters like flood and drought. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Nearly all of the world's nations finalized the creation of a fund to help compensate countries struggling to cope with loss and damage caused by climate change, seen as a major first-day breakthrough at this year's UN climate conference, as early cash started going into it. Sultan Al-Jaber, COP28's president, hailed the first decision to be adopted on day one of any COP and said his country, the United Arab Emirates, would chip in $100 million to the fund. Other countries have stepped in with big-ticket commitments, including Germany, also at $100 million. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Republican majority in the House of Representatives passed a measure that would permanently freeze the $6 billion recently transferred by the U.S. in a prisoner swap with Iran. The resolution is in response to the Islamic Republic's alleged role in the deadly attacks last month by Hamas on Israel. U.S. officials noted that the money has not yet been made available to Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs. The measure is unlikely to receive support in the Democrat-controlled Senate. New York Republican Congressman George Santos refused to resign leading up to a vote later today on his expulsion. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Santos says he is a victim of a smear campaign by some of his colleagues.
I will not stand by quietly.
The first-term congressman faces a 23-count federal indictment alleging he stole the identities of campaign donors and used their credit cards to make tens of thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges. Santos says he is accused, not convicted.
The people of the 3rd District of New York sent me here. If they want me out, they're going to have to go silence those people and take the hard vote.
The House Ethics Committee says there's overwhelming evidence of law-breaking by Santos. Members of the Republican delegation from New York, like Mike Lawler, are leading the arguments for expelling Santos.
He can defend himself in a court of law, but for the purposes of this body, he's got to go.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
A deadly salmonella outbreak from cantaloupe is growing here in the U.S. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
The CDC says do not eat pre-cut cantaloupe if the source is unknown. The number of illnesses and recalls tied to a deadly salmonella outbreak continues to grow. At least 117 people in 34 states are sick after eating contaminated cantaloupe in the United States. 61 were hospitalized and 2 have died. Another 63 illnesses, 17 hospitalizations, and 1 death tied to the outbreak have been reported in Canada. The recall has expanded and now also involves Quick Trip Markets, Bix Produce, and a distributor named GHGA. Recalled products were sent to Kroger, Sprouts Farmers Markets, and Trader Joe's stores. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Russian Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBTQ plus activism in the most drastic step against advocates of gay, lesbian, and transgender rights in the increasingly conservative country. Ruling Thursday in response to a lawsuit filed by the Justice Ministry, the court labeled what it called LGBTQ plus movement operating in Russia as an extremist organization and banned it. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.